Well, now a story that's also about trust and science and what happens when the public doesn't believe in a researcher's work. Devang Mehta is from India. He spent 4 years in Switzerland getting his PhD. His topic, helping farmers in developing countries grow genetically modified crops, what we usually call GMOs, that are resistant to disease. Devang was passionate about the humanitarian potential of GMOs, but ultimately decided to abandon the field. Liz Tung from member station WHYY reports.
Devang chose his PhD program in Zurich, Switzerland for a reason.
So the lab I joined is actually quite famous in the field of genetic engineering because the professor who was heading the lab just before I joined actually created a GMO called golden rice.
Golden rice is rice that's genetically engineered to contain vitamin A. And it represented the whole reason why Devang wanted to research GMOs. The professor he mentioned is Ingo Patricus, and he engineered golden rice as a way to fight childhood blindness caused by malnutrition. Devang was super excited to join the lab that landed this discovery. But the people he met in Switzerland, at parties, walking around, they didn't share his enthusiasm.
If the topic of my research came up, it would just be met by this really awkward silence because, especially among my generation in Europe, the field of, like, the label of GMOs has been completely demonized.
There was one incident in particular that stood out to Devang. He was attending a panel talk about GMOs. It was going well until a protester interrupted.
You know, she was talking about a friend of hers in the U.S. who had a child with autism, and she seemed to believe that the autism was caused due to the genetically modified corn that is grown in the U.S. and consumed by people living in the U.S.
Devang was stunned. Was this how people viewed his work and, by association, him? He became fixated on trying to explain to people GMO's potential for good, how projects like his genetically engineered cassava could help farmers in developing countries protect their crops from disease. And then inevitably, he'd get the same question. Why can't farmers just use safer insecticides or organic farming?
Switzerland is one of the richest countries by per capita income in the world. And so it was really hard to communicate to people over there that these are not options in countries like Kenya or India.
He says GMOs could be the difference between whether or not farmers are able to feed their families, or in the future, if countries are able to feed their people. So he took it personally when people labeled GMO researchers as,
you know, these kind of hyper-capitalist scientists who are bought by industry and support industry. But that's not who I am.
Devang says people have all these suspicions about scientists being on the payroll of big corporations, willing to poison the world for a buck. He says that's just not how science works. Still, he gets why some people are suspicious.
I think there are some legitimate reasons for why people have distrust of science. A lot of this goes back to kind of the way scientists defended big tobacco in the 60s or the use of science in warfare.
Wherever this mistrust was coming from, it was not good news for Devang's job prospects.
I quickly realized that a lot of researchers were quitting the field just because of, you know, it was difficult to get funding because of the public opposition. It was difficult to do experiments in Europe.
The straw that broke the camel's back came in the form of a paper written by Ingo Patricus, the golden rice inventor who inspired Devang to come to Zurich in the first place. Ingo's paper talked about his frustration with the fact that more than 10 years after announcing golden rice to the world, it still wasn't being distributed because of pushback from anti-GMO groups like Greenpeace.
I think that really brought home the message to me that this wasn't a field of research that I wanted to spend too much of my future life on because it was just too difficult to deal with so many different problems while trying to build up a career in science.
By the time Devang graduated in 2017, he'd made his decision. He was leaving GMO research. He said it was hard leaving something that he'd invested so much time in.
But I'm also kind of relieved that I don't directly have to deal with the pushback anymore.
These days, he researches plant genetics at the University of Alberta, but he still speaks up for GMOs when he can. As a scientist, he thinks of it as an obligation. For Here and Now, I'm Liz Tung.
And her story came to us from The Pulse at WHYY.